from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 9525 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.
Hello listener, welcome back to our English program over at RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we will bring you first our news, followed by My Indonesia, Today in History, Highlight of the Week, News in Brief, Indonesian Wonder, Miss Lady, and Listener's Mailbag. That was our program summary for today over at RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo underlines middle class growth as ASEAN power. Social Security Administering Agency BPJS of Manpower continues to offer independent self-registration application for Indonesian migrant workers. The Financial Transaction Reports and Analysis Center probes alleged money laundering in Bank BRI skimming case. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has underlined the growth of the middle class in Asia Pacific and Southeast Asia as the economic power in the regions. He said in the presence of company leaders and Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull at the CEO Forum of ASEAN Australia Special Summit at International Convention Center on Saturday that there is significant growth in the middle class in Asia and Asia Pacific. For the time being, they must ignore the number of political issues carried in front pages of newspapers because the most important fundamental and historic development currently happening in the world is the growth of the middle class, which is continuing to increase in Southeast Asia. The president stated that there is one important thing that differs in the current cycle of growth of the middle class, which is digital economic development, in particular social media. He noted that selfies have changed the world and even evolved into Wi-Fi and vlog. In Kalibiru, Yogyakarta, people queue for hours to get an opportunity to take perfect selfies, which Bloomberg calls an Instagram garden. Digital economy and social media, according to President Jokowi, have brought fundamental changes in consumption pattern. Indigenous people have been given a glimmer of hope as President Joko Widodo has signed a presidential letter permitting the House of Representatives to begin deliberation with related ministries on the long-awaited bill on the protection of indigenous people's rights. Environment and Forestry Minister Siti Nurbaya said on Saturday in front of around 300 indigenous people from across the country who gathered in Minahasa, North Sulawesi from March the 14th to 17th for the 5th National Working Meeting of the Indigenous Peoples Alliance of the Archipelago stated that President Joko Widodo has sent it to the ministers and she received the letter from the State Secretary Ministry. Minister Siti said the letter was sent to the Ministry, the Public Works and Housing Ministry and the Agrarian and Special Planning Ministry, which were the government sectors leading the deliberation of the bill. The news was welcomed by indigenous people who were also celebrating the 19th anniversary of National Indigenous Community Awakening Day. Ruka Sombolingi, the Secretary General of the People's Alliance of the Archipelago, said they were grateful for the positive development but she hoped it could happen faster. Ruka added that this is not a present. This is the state's responsibility and the government should have had an Indigenous People's Rights Protection Law years ago. Director of the Social Security Administering Agency BPJS of Manpower, Agus Susanto, stated that his office has a program specifically aimed at providing protection to Indonesian migrant workers working abroad after the inauguration of 17 Community Learning Center in Miri, Sarawak, Malaysia on Friday, March the 16th, Agus Susanto explained that there are some differences between BPJS employment for workers in Indonesia and the Indonesian migrant workers. In addition, on that occasion, he also explained about Android-based application BPJS Ketenagakerjaan Ku, which allows migrant workers to register independently.
Jadi BPJS Ketenagakerjaan hanya satu, berlaku di Indonesia. Namun demikian, yang
employment of BPJS is only one applicable in Indonesia. However, to cover the migrant workers, there is a separate regulation, namely the Ministerial Regulation Number 7 of 2017, where the difference is in the cover and also the amount of contributions. And since August 1, 2017, we have a mandate to provide protection to all workers in placement countries. Last week, we introduced an application to register independently by the TKI. This is how difficult we are in the country of placement. Therefore, by using Android-based application, BPJS Ketenagakerjaanku, migrant workers can register independently. Agus Susanto added, it is possible that this site will send special representative in placement countries of the Indonesian migrant workers, especially in plantation area that do not get internet access. Therefore, he will continue to coordinate with the Embassy of the Republic of Indonesia in the country of placement related to it. In addition to internet access, other thing to be considered is opening representative in the country placement of migrant workers. The workers feel more comfortable to get things directly or face to face. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Financial Transaction Reports and Analysis Center helped investigate the card skimming bank scheme experienced by customers of BRI Bank after Jakarta Metropolis investigators uncovered an illegal flow of funds used to purchase bitcoins. The center deputy head Dian Ediana Ray on Saturday, March 17, said that FinTech and the center cybercrime unit will coordinate with Indonesian Police Criminal Investigation Agency. The crime involving card skimming schemes did not just occur in Jakarta but has spread across Bandung, Yogyakarta, and Kediri. According to Jakarta Metropolis General Crimes Directorate, uncovered that a syndicate that consists of 3 Romanians, 1 Hungarian, and 1 Indonesian were involved in the card skimming scheme. Bitcoin itself has been officially barred from any use in Indonesia after it was not recognized by Bank Indonesia or BI or even the Financial Service Authority. The Financial Transaction Reports and Analysis Center even already suspected that Bitcoin were used to launder money. Jakarta Metropolis General Crimes Director Commissioner Nico Avinta said that one out of the 5 suspects in the syndicate was responsible to exchange rupiah into euros and some were exchanged to Bitcoin. Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi announced that cruise ship can start docking at Gili Mas Seaport in West Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara starting May 2019, even though the complete construction of the seaport will be in 2021. Budi on Saturday, March the 17th, said that Mandalika will later be the second Bali, so Gili Mas must prepare itself to accommodate the connectivity from and to the island of Lombok. The 440-meter dock in Gili Mas will be able to accommodate containers from ships and tourists to Lombok. According to Budi, Gili Mas is 25 acres in total. It has a 10-acre passenger dock and a 15-acre container terminal. The construction of the port was separated into several phases, such as the first phase of land preparation, second is the construction of the 440-meter dock, thirdly is the construction of supporting facilities and establishment of a marina, and the fourth phase involves its operation. According to the aspect of legality, the construction of Gili Mas has met the requirements needed to build a seaport, such as environmental permit, the use of land space permit, reclamation permit, and sailing safety recommendation. The Indonesian ambassador to Ukraine, Yudi Krisnandi, is exploring a twin city program with Lviv in Ukraine and introducing Indonesia to be closer to the people and the Lviv city government. Yudi Krisnandi, in his email quoted by Antara in Jakarta on Sunday, said that he discussed the potential relationship between the twin cities of Lviv and Yogyakarta, considering the two cities are full of cultural power. In the largest cities in western Ukraine, he was received by Lviv Mayor Andrei Sadovich in his office. A week earlier, Krisnandi also went to Kharkiv in order to explore a twin city program between Kharkiv with alternative options, Bandung or Surabaya. Cooperation that already exists is between Kyiv and Jakarta. Last item. Indonesia men badminton pair Marcus Femaldi Gideon, Kevin Sanjaya Sukamulyo shot into the final of the All England 2018 after winning two straight games in the semifinals. Based on the World Badminton Federation website as quoted by Antara on Saturday, in the semifinals held at Birmingham Arena, England on Saturday afternoon, the world number one pair beat Mats Conrad Pettersen Mats Peter Colding from Denmark 21-11, 21-19. In the final, the Indonesian pair is still awaiting their rival candidate, who is the winner of the battle between the second seeded pair from Denmark, Mathias Bo, Karsten Morgensen, and the Japanese couple Hiroyuki Endo, Yuta Watanabe, who made the surprise by qualifying for the semifinals. To end the news, here are the main points once again. Indonesian President Joko Widodo underlines middle-class growth in ASEAN power. Social Security Administering Agency of Manpower continues to offer independent self-registration application for Indonesian migrant workers. The Financial Transaction Reports and Analysis Center helps investigate alleged money laundering in BRI skimming case. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila. Only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with daily segment of My Indonesia, which today is on Clean Palembang to welcome Asian Games 2018. The Clean Trash in 3 months movement was launched by the Ministry of Environment and Forestry together with Palembang City Government on January the 21st, 2018. The implementation of the movement is until 21st of April 2018. However, this massive garbage clean movement will not stop after that date. Director General of Waste Management, Waste and Hazardous Materials, Ministry of Environment and Forestry, Rosa Vivian Ratnawati, to RRI in Palembang on Monday, said the agenda should be the trigger to spur awareness to always apply the 3 R's lifestyle, namely reduce, reuse, and recycle of waste. According to Vivian, the activity is intended to invite the people of Palembang to be more concerned about waste management as well as preparation and dissemination of Less Waste, More Game campaign during the upcoming Asian Games. To date, approximately 1,500 Clean Trash in 3 months movements activities in 20 provinces have been conducted, involving more than 2 million people. The activity succeeded in collecting more than 1 million tons of processed waste, consisting of organic and inorganic waste, while the residue sent to the final disposal was only less than 600 tons. This indicates that the Waste Management Initiative, which is a collaboration between community and local government, has been well implemented and needs to be appreciated. In addition, Vivian adds, there will be also fostering waste management campaign to Boy Scouts. Meanwhile, at interim Palembang Mayor, Ahmad Najib stated that Palembang City is improving to host the 2018 Asian Games and supporting the achievement of Clean Indonesia 2020 from garbage. Ahmad Najib revealed that the Clean Garbage Action in Palembang was also enlivened by some entertainers who are concerned with environmental issues along with Seven Ways Petrol ambassadors. In addition, there was a dialogue with a number of communities as a means of sharing the realization of Palembang Clean from Waste. Along with the dialogue, a waste management training was also conducted to 100 members of Scout Sakawana Bakti by the environmental expert staff for youth generation development in the hope that scouts can become agents of environmental change, especially waste management. Similar activities with the concept of less waste event have been held in Semarang and will take place in several other cities such as Makassar, Ambon, Yogyakarta, Jayapura, and Banjarmasin until April the 15th. Well, that was my Indonesia Today over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Welcome back to Today in History, a daily segment of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, which brings back people and events from this day in the past as recorded in history. We begin with an event on March 18, 1974, when Arab countries except Libya ended the oil embargo. Arab countries, the oil producer, began their oil embargo against US, United Kingdom and other countries which sold their oil to Israel on October 17, 1973. This embargo was done because US and UK provided a large-scale military aid to the Zionists in the war between Israel with Syria and Egypt since October 6, 1973. One day after the announcement of oil price hike by OPEC, the Arab countries announced their embargo against US, United Kingdom, and Israel. As a result, the oil price hiked further. The Western countries faced big problems due to the embargo, and the period was called as oil shock. On March 18, 1974, the embargo was ended. After U.S. Foreign Affairs Minister Henry Kissinger successfully negotiated the truce between Israel and Syria, this event proved that the Middle Eastern countries have great weapon to suppress U.S. and the West in general to stop protecting Israeli Zionist regime. Moving on to March 18, 1965, Alexei Leonov became the first person to walk in the outer space. Alexei Arkhipovich Leonov was a retired Russian astronaut with the latest rank as Air Force Major General. On March 18, 1965, Leonov became the first person in the world to walk in the outer space. He was outside of his shuttle for 12 minutes 9 seconds. Leonov was one of 20 pilots of Soviet Air Force to be chosen as astronaut in 1960. His trip to the space was initially planned for 11 missions with Vostok Space Shuttle. However, all other missions were cancelled, leaving one remaining which made him as one of the most remembered human in the history of space flight. We end today in history with an event on March 18, 2008, Adam Air operating license was revoked. Adam Air was a cheap airline based in Indonesia. The operational license as this airline was revoked following many plane incidents, which began with the Adam Air plane crash in Majene, South Sulawesi on January 1, 2007, which killed all crews and passengers amounting to 102 people. In November 9, 2006, actually Adam Air had received the Award of Merit in Low-Cost Airline of the Year 2016 during the 3rd Annual Asia-Pacific and Middle East Aviation Outlook Summit in Singapore. However, The award did not bring positive improvement to the flight condition of Adam Air. The number of incidents made Indonesian government finally made ranking and evaluation of airlines. From the ranking announced on March 22, 2007, Adam Air was the third of the very worrying ones. Thus, Adam Air received administrative sanction that was re-evaluated every 3 months. After no improvement during the time limit, Air Operator Certificate Adam Air was frozen on March 18, 2008. Listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Highlight of the Week presents Issues of the Week.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with this week's spotlight, which today is on Wakaf Bank Microfinancing Alternative. President Joko Widodo inaugurated an Anawawi Tanara Micro Wakaf Bank in Pondok Pesantren Anawawi Tanara, Serang Banten Province on Wednesday. Micro Wakaf or Endowment Bank is a Sharia microfinancing institution established under the permission of the Financial Services Authority, which aims to provide financing without collateral to the community at the micro level with a maximum value of 3 million rupiahs and administrative cost only 3%. President Joko Widodo said the purpose of the establishment of Micro Wakaf or Endowments Bank is to provide loan funds to small and medium business pioneers. The president explained that the segment managed by Wakaf Bank is small businesses like street food vendors. The president hoped with the circulation of money among this segment by accessing financial institutions such as Micro Wakaf Bank, it is expected that the economy will also move. Chairman of the Indonesian Council of Ulama, Kyai Haji Ma'ruf Amin, agreed with the president. According to Ma'ruf Amin, who is also founder of Pondok Pesantren or Islamic Boarding School, An-Nawawi Tanara, people want umat or Muslim economic assistance as a new flow of Indonesian economy that started its development from below. He is grateful that the president has responded with the program of asset redistribution and partnership. Now the president is also building micro wakaf banks in 20 pesantren or Islamic boarding schools to establish a community empowerment base. The founder of Pondok Pesantren An-Nawawi Tanara said that Micro Wakaf Bank could be a place for the students to practice theory about the economic jurisprudence system they learned in pesantren such as banking, capital market, and insurance fiqih. According to him, people want the Muslim economy as a new flow of Indonesian economy that starts its development from the bottom. President Jokowi said the government provided a budget of 8 billion rupiahs for each micro wakaf bank, and the loan size will suit the mode of business. Before getting the financing, people who apply for loan to micro wakaf banks will also get assistance. The president continued, the process of facilitation and financing of Micro Wakaf Bank is done in the form of groups. Each group of customers consists of 3 to 5 people. Each group set mandatory training for 5 consecutive days, and then there is a weekly meeting. The president promised to encourage as many donors as possible to donate funds for the development of the Wakaf Bank. Well, that was this week's Spotlight over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
You are still with Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Time now to bring you news in brief. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has underlined the growth of the middle class in Asia-Pacific and Southeast Asia as the economic power in the regions. Indigenous people have been given a glimmer of hope as President Joko Widodo has signed a presidential letter permitting the House of Representatives to begin deliberations with related ministries on the long-awaited bill on the protection of indigenous people's rights. Director of the Social Security Administering Agency of Manpower, Agus Susanto, stated that his office has a program specifically aimed at providing protection to Indonesian migrant workers working abroad. The Financial Transaction Reports and Analysis Center helped investigate the card skimming bank scheme experienced by customers of BRI Bank after Jakarta Metropolis investigators uncovered an illegal flow of funds used to purchase bitcoins. Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi announced that cruise ship can start docking at Gilimas Seaport in West Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara, starting May 2019, even though the complete construction of the seaport will be in 2021. The Indonesian ambassador to Ukraine, Yudi Krisnandi, is exploring a twin city program with Lviv in Ukraine and introducing Indonesia to be closer to the people and the Lviv city government. Indonesian men badminton pair Marcus Fermaldi, Gideon Kevin Sanjaya Sukamulyo shot into the final of the All England 2018 after winning 2 straight games in the semifinals. That was the end of News in Brief of Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih.
Broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 9525 kHz, you can also listen to audio streaming www.voi.co.id. Listener, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is Adel Reward Service with Indonesian Wonder, a special item of tourism. I'm Anna. In this edition, I will invite you to travel to Maluku to enjoy the beauty of Ora Beach. So stay tuned in to Adel Reward Service Voice of Indonesia at www.voinews.id. Ora Beach is located on Seram Island, North Seram District, Central Maluku. It is located at the western end of Sawai Bay, covering 2 villages, Saleman and Sawai, on the edge of Manusela National Park. Ora Beach has the characteristic of white sandy beach with very clear and calm water and wealth of coral reef, fish and various other marine biota. Actually, the beach does not have a vast land area because it mostly consists of a cliff or rock hill that is quite steep, yet can still be climbed. At Ora Beach, tourists can enjoy snorkeling or diving. You needn't dive too deep. Even just from a depth of 2 to 3 meters, you can enjoy the beauty of various coral reefs and small fish underwater. Snorkeling can also be done in a location close to the cliff, which is a rare and exciting spot. At Ora Beach, you can also use motorboats or fishing boats to enjoy the scenery around Manusela National Park. In addition, you can also get around to some small islands in Sawai Bay, such as Sawai, Raja, Kelelawar, Tujuh Tengah, and Sapalewa Islands. You only need about 30 minutes to circle the islands. From the city of Ambon, the door to Ora Beach is Huenara Harbour, Toleho. In the port, better known as Toleho Port, there is a ferry with 350 seaters to Amarhal Port, Seram Island, with a twice daily schedule. Because there is no public transportation to Saleman Village Port, which connects with Ora Beach, you can take Seram Trans, with travel time about 2.5 hours. During the trip, you are guaranteed not to feel bored because you will pass the beautiful mountainous path and Manusela National Park area. From Saleman, it takes about 10 minutes to arrive at the Ora Beach. At Saleman Village Port, a small engine boat will take you to the beauty of the famous Ora Beach with a hidden paradise in eastern Indonesia. If you want to spend your holidays in Ora Beach, you can choose the lodging that suits your pocket, of course. You can also stay at the local residents' homes. For those of you who like camping, you can also bring your own camping gear and set up a tent near the cliff.
If you are a beach person, you should include Ora Beach in your holiday list. Don't forget to prepare your camera to capture the beauty here, ranging from blue clear water to the green hills of Manusela National Park. Bring your own diving and snorkeling equipment, and you have to be careful so as not to damage the coral reefs on this beach. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder today, which took you to Ora Beach in Maluku. Until next edition of Indonesian Wonder, over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih.
Thank you for still being with us in Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia or to our email address english@voi.co.id or to voi.english@gmail.com. Listener now, let's listen to Miscellany.
Miscellany. Miscellany on Indonesia. A segment featuring various actual information.
Listener of Every Word Service, Voice of Indonesia, welcome to Miscellany with me, Alika. Today's topic is trapped snakehead as anti-hypertension potential, stationed at Every Word Service, Voice of Indonesia at 9525 kHz or www.voinews.id. Listeners, striped snakehead is a species of fish that live in fresh water such as lakes, swamps, rivers, water channels to paddy fields. They spread in countries such as Pakistan, southern Nepal, parts of India, Bangladesh, southern China, Southeast Asia, including Indonesia. Striped snakehead protects its baby on the mouth until a certain age. This kind of fish belongs to predatory species. Therefore, it is required special handling and training for its cultivation. Striped snakehead is beneficial to health because it has a very high content of albumin and protein. Listener, various researchers are conducted by related parties to get more benefit from this striped snakehead. Among others, the research conducted by lecturers and students of Bogor Agricultural University or IPB to learn about the striped snakehead antioxidant and anti-hypertension potentials. They are Dr. Mala Nuril Mala, Dr. Ekowati Kasana, and students of Faculty of Fisheries and Marine Science, IPB, Ayu Ratih Purnamasari. This research was conducted in collaboration with the Center for Research and Development of Product Processing and Biotechnology of Marine and Fisheries. The team used natural striped snakehead and cultivated striped snakehead to compare protein content and its antioxidants and anti-hypertension potential. Listen. listener, from the results of the research, it was found out that protein content and antioxidant activity of cultivated strip snakehead is higher than natural strip snakehead. Cultivated fish also have ACE inhibitory values for antihypertensive assays higher than natural strip snakehead. Dr. Malai, quoted from the EPB page, said that both of them have the ability as an antioxidant, although the content is still low and the antihypertension strength is 1 per 10 of the commercial antihypertension drug Captopril. She added that this research is aimed to find out the potential of crude protein extracts of strip snakehead as antioxidants and antihypertension. According to her, in addition to having high protein content, strip snakehead also potential has an antihypertension potential because of its protein content, as well as supporting the activity of antioxidants that contain zinc, copper, and iron minerals in the body. This fish also has a commodity with high economic value and potential as a biopharmacy because of the components of a complete protein, accelerate the healing of infectious disease, and increase levels of albumin for hypoalbuminemia patient and anti-inflammatory. In addition, strip snakehead contains fatty acids such as eicosapentaenoic acid or EPA, docosahexaenoic acid or DHA, which plays a role in maintaining brain function and eye retina. Dr. Mala said so far more strip snakehead caught directly from nature. However, now the strip snakehead have begun to be cultivated to maintain the sustainability of its availability in nature. That was miscellany for today.
Meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we will also play some Indonesian music. Well, we would like to thank you, our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Mahesh Jain in India. In his email, he was complained because he could not hear our broadcast. Hello, Mr. Mahesh Jain. Thank you for your attention on our broadcast. To answer your question, Voice of Indonesia still broadcasts our programs every day, but actually we have changed our website to be www.voinews.id, www.voinews.id, and if you want to send your email, you can send to voi@voinews.id, voi@voinews.id. We are really sorry for your inconvenience. Hopefully now you can enjoy our broadcast as before. Thank you, special for you, Mr. Mahesh Jain. We will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song. Thank you. now we will replay an email from Deba Kamal Hazarika, also in India. He was listening to our broadcast through shortwave on frequency 9525 kHz at 1330 hours UTC on February 13, 2018. And the symbol was 44444. Hello, Mr. Deba Kamal Hazarika. Thank you for monitoring our broadcast, where you are very interested in our segment Indonesian Wonder. Someday, if you have opportunity to visit Indonesia, especially Bogor Regency, West Java, you can taste tauge goreng, an Indonesian delicious and typical food. Besides tauge goreng, Bogor has so many delicious typical foods and tourism objects, such as Bogor Botanical Gardens. The Bogor Botanical Gardens, or in Indonesian means Kebun Raya Bogor, is a botanical garden located in Bogor, Indonesia, 60 km south of Jakarta. The gardens are located in the city center and adjoin in the Presidential Palace compound of Istana Bogor. The geographical position of Bogor means it rains almost daily, even in the dry season. This makes the garden an advantageous location for the cultivation of tropical plants. So Mr. Deba Kamal Hazarika, set your time for holiday in Indonesia, especially in Bogor, which has fresh air. And special for you and our other regular listeners, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Kita temukan jalan. dan harapan memanggil untuk mengejar menjadi sang pemenang.
You are still listening to listeners' mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to reply an email from Dawood Jabbar Khail in Pakistan. We received his email on February 8, 2018. Mr. Dawood Jabbar Khail sent his email through voi@voinews.id. Hello, Mr. Dawood Jabbar Khail. Thank you for your compliment on our broadcast. As listeners' satisfaction, currently Voice of Indonesia broadcasts in 9 languages, namely Indonesian, English, French, Mandarin, Arabic, German, Japanese, Spanish, and Dutch. You can find out our program schedule on www.voinews.id. www.voinews.id. Well, Mr. Dawood Jabbar Khail, please keep listening to our broadcast and sending your report. For your listener, wherever you are, we will play a beautiful song. Listener, before we end our listener's mailbag, we want to replay a letter from Jay Adolf in Leipzig, Germany. He sent his letter to English section of VOI on December 17, 2017. In his letter, he reported that he was listening to our broadcast through shortwave on frequency of 9525 kHz on December 10, 2017 at 13 to 14 hours UTC with the SIMPO 24322. Hello, Mr. Adolf. Thank you for your attention and appreciation on our broadcast. Although you told that our broadcast was difficult to hear, but we are really appreciate because you can report our broadcast in detail. Thank you very much. And as your request, we will send our KSL card to your address immediately. So, Mr. Adolf, keep listening to our broadcast and please do not forget to send your reception report. Thank you. Well, listener, actually, we have received many emails, but unfortunately, we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visit our Facebook fan page. We also appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, 10110, Indonesia. I'll repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, 10110, Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id, voi@voinews.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia. Or follow our Twitter at VOI Indonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Alika, thank you for listening, and we will meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th Floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.